Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated by Zchus Refuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Today's daf is Shavuos daf Tes Zayin. Umar brings the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman when the Mishnah says Kol Shlei Nasi it's Becholelu, so it's not Kadosh. So Rav Huna says you need every single thing that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Melech Novi Urim Etumim, we need all of these things. If one of them is lacking, and it does not become Kaddish. Rav Nachman says, Achas mikol elu tnan. Even though you don't have all of them, as long as you have one, it's enough. The Gemara explains that the machlokes is how to learn the story by Ezra. But Ezra was Makadish the Bayis Sheni, and in Bayis Sheni there was no Urim Vitumim. So we see that Kiddush does not need all of these things, because in Bayis Sheni there's no Urim Vitumim. So Rav Nachman really learns that from there. That we see that Kiddush, it's not ma'akev to have all of these things. As long as you have one of the things in our Mishnah, then you can be Mekadesh. But Rav Huna says, no, there's no raya from Bayis Sheni, because really Ezra wasn't really Mekadesh Bayis Sheni, because Rav Huna holds that Kedusha Rishayna, that David and Shlomo were Mekadesh, the Mikdash, was Mekadesh at La'asid Lavai. So Ezra did not need to be Mekadesh the Mikdash again. And therefore, we cannot learn out from Ezra that it's enough with one. So therefore, we learn the Mishnah Kipashtus. You need all of these things, and all of them are ma'akiv. But Rav Nachman holds that, as we mentioned, Rav Nachman holds that no, then achas mikol elu tnan, and we do not need all of them that are mentioned in our Mishnah. So there's 2 points about the opinion of Rav Nachman that it's achas mikol elu. Rav Meir Simcha says, in Chiddush Rav Meir Simcha, that the only thing Rav Nachman said that we could be mikel, you don't need all the things in our Mishnah, is about the people that agree. The Melech, the Navi, Urim Etumim, there we don't need all of those people, the consent of all of the powerful bodies mentioned in our Mishnah, Sanhedrin and the Urim Etumim, we don't need the consent of all of them, it's enough with the consent of one. But the way to be Mekadesh, the things that are Mekadesh, the Shtei Todos, and the walking around the city, that Avad is Makif. In the Maisa Kiddush, Vada Rav Nachman agrees to Rav Huna that everything in the Mishnah is Makif. Only in the people that are agreeing to the Kiddush, there Rav Nachman was Mako, we do not need all of them. That's what Meir Simcha says. The Chazanish also agrees with this, that says the same point. Chazanish adds, though, that even the fear of Nachman, we don't need the consent of all of them, like here, where there was no Urim Etumim, so we did not have the consent of the Urim Etumim. It says the Chazon Ish, but if one of these people are Ma'akiv, they say that they don't want, then it's not enough with the consent of one. Meaning here, if you have a Melech and a Navi, and the Navi says to be Moisef on the ear, and the Melech says not to be Moisef on the ear, then we cannot be Moisef on the ear. Even the fear of Nachman, we don't need all of them, but we need that whoever's here agrees. If someone is against the idea of adding onto the ear of the Azaris, then we cannot be Mekadesh. A few points here in the opinion of Rav Nachman that Loi Kitchel Asid Lavai, the Kedusha of the Mikdash was battle when the Mikdash was destroyed. First is the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalad. Famous Gemara asks why we do not say Hallel on Purim, the nace of the salvation from Haman and Achashverosh. The Gemara says the fisha ein oimrim nace al ein oimrim Hallel on nace shevachutz laretz. We can say Hallel on nace happened in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara says we say Hallel for Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was a nace happened in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara says that was before we came to Eretz Yisrael. But once we came to Eretz Yisrael, we no longer say halal on a nes in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara brings opinion of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says there that the reason we don't say halal on Purim is because kriyasa zui halela. Reading the Megillah is similar as tantamount to saying halal. So the Turi Evin says, the Turi Evin there in Megillah says that Rav Nachman had to come with a new answer. Rav Nachman was not satisfied with the answer about saying halal. We don't say halal on a nes in Chutz Laretz. Says the Turi Evin, Rav Nachman there in Megillah is l'shitasai from Rav Nachman Bayas. That Rav Nachman holds that Kedusha Rishayna is kitchel l'shayit of a loy kitchel asid lavai. the kedusha of all of Eretz Yisrael and the Mikdash, all of the kedusha was batel from the time that Klai Yisrael went into Golos. So it's true, Rav Nachman really agrees that we cannot say halal on the nes and chutz laretz. But just like the Gemara says there, that we can say it on a nes that happened in Mitzrayim, because it was before we came to Eretz Yisrael. So to, once we left Eretz Yisrael, after the Churban Habayis, we left Eretz Yisrael, so it was batel the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So at that time Klai Yisrael was in Golos Bavel, there was no longer any mile of Eretz Yisrael. There was no longer any kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So just like we could say halal on the nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we also could say halal on the nes of being saved from Haman. So why do we not say halal? So that's where Rav Nachman had to come on to a new reason of Kriyasa Zui Halela. Very nice shot in the of the Turi Evan. And he goes L'shitasai, because Rav Nachman holds that Loi Kitsha La'osid Lavan. Another very important point in the general opinion of Loi Kitsha La'osid Lavan, it's more in the Gemara by us that the nafkamina of Kitsha La'osid Lavan or Loi Kitsha La'osid Lavan is, can you bring karbanos bisman hazeh? Yoda Kitchel Asalavai, we are able to bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh. Makrivin Afapish Ein Bayis. We can bring Karbanos nowadays. We obviously do need to build a Mizbeach in order to bring Karbanos even nowadays. But we don't need to build the Beis HaMikdosh, the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We do not need that. But the man Omer that like Kitchel Asalavai, we cannot bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh. That's the Gemara says, the Nafkamina between Kitchel Asalavai and like Kitchel Asalavai. There's potentially another nafkamina in the machlekes, whether kitchel asalava or lekitchel asalava. It's machlekes rishonim, as we will see. We're in the end of Zvachim, that until the Klai Yisrael built the Mishkan, when they left Mitzrayim, until that time, one was allowed to bring a korban and a bama. One can build an independent mizbeach, wherever he wants, and bring in a korbanos. However, at certain times in the history of Klai Yisrael, when in the Mishkan, when Klai Yisrael was in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, and also in times of Mishkan and Shilai, and the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we were not allowed to bring karbanos in a bama. If you wanted to bring a karban, we had to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. However, there were other times when there was no Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't called that there was a Bechiras Mokoim in certain places. For instance, when Klai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, right when they came in times of Yehoshua, until they built the Mishkan in Shilai, and in times after Eli died, when the Mishkan left Shilai, times of Shmuel and David, until the Beis HaMikdash was built in times of Shlomo HaMelech, in those times, we were allowed to bring Karbanos in a bama. Because even though the Mishkan did exist in certain places, the Mishkan was in Gilgal, when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, and before Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan was in Noiv and Givon. Because those places were not called a Bechiras Mokim, it wasn't called the Mokim Asher Yivchar Hashem, so we were allowed to bring karbanos in a bama. So nechelku arishonim that bizman hazeh, according to the opinion of Rav Nachman, that loy kitchel asid lavoy, can we bring karbanos in a bama? Rashi in Zvachim Nafkuf Yud Tesamar Aleph, Divrei Maschol Zuvizu Shilai, holds that the man d'omer loy kitchel asid lavoy, that according to that man d'omer, we can bring karbanos nowadays in a bama. Chaval, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but if you Rashi, we can still bring karbanos in a bama. That's the opinion of Rashi. However, Taisus in Zvachim Daf Samech and in Megill Daf Yud, Taisus holds that no, that Taisus brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that even Laman D'Amar Loi Kitchel Asid Lavai, we're not able to bring karbanos bisman hazeh in a bama. The question is, why not? What's stopping us to bring karbanos in a bama bisman hazeh? The Mikdash, the Kedusha, the Mikdash is batal. There's no more Beis HaMikdash, according to Rav Nachman. We can't bring Karbanos in the Mokom HaMikdash, because it's no longer called the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rav Nachman. So what stops us in Cain from bringing Karbanos in a bama? The Biskrov explained that there are two inyanim in the Kedusha of the Mikdash. Really, we see, the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Chavdal, it says that David was Mekadish the Mikdash, the Ritzba of the Mikdash. That the Gemara says there. However, it's Mefurish in other places, in Zvachim Daf Samech, that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. He was Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash. So how does the Gemara say that David was Mekadosh? Also, really, Rashi and Bayas, in the Devar Maschil Rav Huna, says that the Kedusha Rishayna, the Kitcha David and Shlomo. There's the kedusha of David and the kedusha of Shlomo. Where are these two types of kedushas? So the Biskurev said, explained that both David and Shlomo made a kiddush of the Beis Hamikdash. There are different aspects of the Beis Hamikdash. David was the one that found the Beis Hamikdash. David, Mar says in Zvachim, David went to Shmuel Anavi, and they stayed up all night figuring out where is the Mokum HaMikdash. And they relayed Arsh in the Pasuk, being safe of Shochin, that the Mokum is in the Chelek of Binyamin, in a certain Chelek, we're not close to the top, not exactly at the top, that's between the shoulders. They realized that is Yerushalayim, that is the place of the Harabayis, that is the place of the Mokum HaMikdash. David, says the Briskarov, was made the Bechiras Mokum of the Mikdash. That the Mikdash is Dafka in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim and the Harabayis, that is the Mokum of the Mikdash. That was the Kedusha of David. The Kedusha of Shlomo was actually build the Beis HaMikdash to make the Binyan, the Bayis, the place where you actually can bring Karbonis. That was Niskadish Ayde Shlomo HaMelech. David had the Bechiras Mokum, and Shlomo had the Kedusha of the Mokum. That's what the Briskarov says. So Al-Pi this Yisai, the Biskrov explained what, the Mand Omer, the Sheet of Rabbi Nuchayim Kohen, why we're not able to bring Korbanos Bizman Hazem, even though we no longer have the Mikdash. The reason is that even though we no longer have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, we no longer have the actual Kedusha in the Mokum to allow us to bring Korbanos over there, but there's still a Bechir in the Mokum. Hashem chose Yerushalayim and chose the Harabayis, that the Shechina will always be shared over here and nowhere else. So that aspect of the Kedusha, that the choosing of Yerushalayim as opposed to anywhere else, that still exists. Everyone agrees that there'll be no other Makom chosen as the Makom HaMikdash. And therefore, if I bring a carbon outside of this place, I'm bringing a carbon at Michutz LaMikdash. Even though the Kedusha of the Mikdash does not exist to allow me to bring carbonates inside, but it still forbids me from bringing Karbanos anywhere else. The only place that was chosen as a Mokum and bringing Karbanos from now on is Yerushalayim and nowhere else. So that is the opinion of Tosfos, that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that you're not allowed to bring Karbanos anywhere else. Even the Mandamar Loikich Alasid Lavi. The Gemara here brings a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, what happened when they built the Beis HaMikdash in times of Ezra. Blazer says when they built the Heichol, they would make Kloyim for the Heichol and Kloyim for the Azaris, they make curtains when they were building. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Shamati Shemakriv and Alfishin Bayis. So the Gemara assumes that the Machlik says whether Kitchel lost a lover or like Kitchel lost a lover. For Rabbi Yeshua, they were anyway allowed to bring Karbonis. They did not need to make these Kloyim, these curtains, because he also Kitchel lost a lover. And Rabbi Blazer also like Kitchel lost a lover. And therefore, they needed to make the curtains. Mardo says that no, it's not a raya. It could be that even Rabbi Lezer agrees that Kitchel Asad Lavai, each one is saying what they heard. But Al Kabanim is a mavur that if on the side of like Kitchel Asad Lavai, you can make klayim, you're allowed to make curtains, and that would be called as good kosher walls for the Azara. That's clear from the Gemara. Rashi speaks this out in Megillah Daf Yud. Teres Chaim Bayas speaks this out. That's clearly pshat in the Gemara, that when you're coming to build the Beis HaMikdash and you need to build walls for the Beis HaMikdash, you're building it for the first time or rebuilding it to Laman Domer that Loi Kitchel Asad Lavai, when you need to build the walls of the Mikdash, the Klayim were considered good walls as walls of the Mikdash. So the Tal Torah Bayask asks a very basic question. If so, that when we were, the Gemara is earlier, what we learned yesterday in Daf Tesvav, Mar says the Ein Minyan Beis HaMikdash Deicha Yomtiv, because the building of the Beis HaMikdash requires a malacha, and to usher, it's one of the Lama Tetz malachas is usher to do it, and it's not Deicha Yomtiv. Asks the Tal Torah that why could you not build the Beis HaMikdash in Yomtiv, and you'll build Kloyim, you don't need to actually make a binyan kavua to for the Beis HaMikdash. We see in the Gemara by us that just hanging a curtain is also called a kosher wall for the Azara. So why couldn't we do that? And we could also make the build of Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos or Yontif. Gemara says earlier, like that Gemara we learned yesterday, and Beis HaMikdash is not Deicha Yomtiv, the Gemara in Yevamos Davav, the building of Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. All these Gemaras, what's the problem? We have a very good Eitzah. of how to build the Beis HaMikdash in a way that requires no Chilul Shabbos or Yontif, just putting up Kloy. The Gishmak question of the Tal Oira. So one answer we could say, a simple answer, is that it's true. It's true that you yotze the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash with curtains. But obviously that wasn't the proper way to build the Beis HaMikdash. We wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be a long-lasting structure, not to just last a few hours. So obviously the proper way, the mehudar way of building the Beis HaMikdash is with a long-lasting structure, with rocks and bricks, a way that would last a long time. So if here Rabbi Elazar was talking about in the short term, as they were building the Mikdash with rocks, the way that it should be built, but it wasn't yet finished, so in order to make it kosher, to bring korbanos, so you could put up curtains. That was what Rabbi Elazar said. But obviously that was not the goal in building the Mikdash, to have just curtains. So therefore, when the Gemara is talking about building the Mikdash, when they came to actually build the Mikdash, the Gemara earlier, in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Deiche Yomtev, when you're actually coming to build the Mikdash in a proper way, which is the way of building it like it should be done, with rocks, and that was Binyan Kavua, and that's not Deiche Yomtev. If we could say another answer, a Lamdasha answer, that the Chisaron, the reason that Kloyim have no Isser of Shabbos in building them, is because they're not Kavua, because they're not a long-lasting structure, like we mentioned. And Binyan needs a Binyan Kavua. If that's the case, it could be that if you would build the Beis HaMikdash with Kloyim, with curtains, then because it's called a building of the Beis HaMikdash, then it could be that it's considered also Chil Shabbos. It's also called a Malacha on Shabbos. If a person just stams it, puts up Kloyim in his house, then it's not on Shabbos, there's no problem. But building the Beis HaMikdash with Kloyim would be a problem, would be considered Chil Shabbos, a Malacha on Shabbos. Why am I saying that? Because building the Beis HaMikdash is called a binyan. The Torah calls it a binyan. So it's a bayis asher tivnuli, ezu bayis asher tivnuli. Building the Beis HaMikdash is called, the Torah calls it a binyan. So if what I did is considered making the Beis HaMikdash, the Melech also has a shame of a binyan kavua. The reason you need kvius by malachas of Shabbos is that without that, something that's temporary is not, it doesn't have a chashivus of a binyan. So, but if the Torah says that it's called that I made a bias, so that itself gives it the chashivus. That the Torah called it a bias. If I put something up for a few minutes, it's not called a bias. It's called that it's here for a minute and it will be gone in a minute. But what the Torah says, build me a Beis HaMikdash, and this, if this is called a Beis HaMikdash, then Mamela it's called that I built a bias. We find a similar concept in the Hagoyis Mordechai in Chulin. There's Machlekes, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Elio, where the person has to make the kesher on his tefillin every day. According to Rabbeinu Elio, we need to remake the kesher each day. You have to take out your kesher and put it back together each day, and only that you're making the mitzvah of tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says you do not need to make the kesher of your tefillin every day. Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya connected to Rabbeinu Elio, that Rabbeinu Elio again says that you need to make the kesher each day. Because Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from the Gemara in Erevin, it says that you can't tie tefillin on Shabbos. If you find tefillin that are not tied up, it's also to tie them up on Shabbos. Says Rabbeinu Tam, according to me, it's good, because the kesher of tefillin is the kesher shal kayama. It's a kesher which is going to last a long time. But according to you, Rabbeinu Elio, that you have to make the kesher each day, so it's not a kesher shal kayama. Rabbeinu Tam's proof that the kesher has to last a long time. So the Gois Mordechai in Chulin says that it answers the opinion of Rabbeinu Elio. It's not a proof from there. It says that Gois Mordechai, the Torah calls tefillin a kesher. The Torah calls tefillin ukshartam. If the Torah calls it a kesher, then if, for sure it's called a kesher. The reason that a kesher needs a kesher shal kayama is because that without that it's not called a kesher. It's not called a nut. In the eyes of the Torah, only a long-lasting knot is called a knot. But here the Torah says that tefillin is ukshartim, the tefillin has a knot on it. So the Torah calls it a knot, and by definition, by default, it must be considered that it's called a knot, even if it does not last for a long time. So that's, I'm sure we could say the same answer by us, that if it's true, you could be yoytze the mitzvah of building a mikdash as klayim. But when you make klayim for the base of mikdash, because you made a mikdash, therefore by definition, it will also be called that you made a binyan. That will give it the chashivus of binyan lagabe shabbos. And therefore you'll be chayv. So just to summarize what we saw in the opinion of Rav Nachman, firstly, the first thing that the Gemara says is that Lefi Rav Nachman, you don't need kol elu, you don't need all the things mentioned in our Mishnah. It's enough to have some of the things mentioned, it's enough to have one of the things mentioned in our Mishnah, according to Rav Nachman. So we saw that Meir Simcha and the Chazon Ish say that's only about the consenting bodies, the Melech, the Sanhedrin, the Navi, the Urim, the Tumim. Those, it's enough to have one. But Avada, you need to have the whole process in the way that the Mikdash is being built, the adding on to the Mikdash, of the Shtei Toidus, Avada, all of that is Ma'akev. And the Chazon Ish also adds that even though we don't need the agreement of all of them, but if one of them says that they don't want, then that's also Ma'akev. But the general opinion of Lekit Shalas Elavai, so the Turiyevin says that Rav Nachman holds that you could say Halal Anis and Chutz Laretz, because there's no Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, it's all Batal. And we also saw Machlekes Rashi and Tesvis, whether Lefir of Nachman, we can bring Karbonis and Abama nowadays. And the last thing we saw was the Lefir of Nachman, you could build Kloyim, and that would be a key of building a Mikdash. And we had the question of the Tal Ira and Imkain, why can they not build a Mikdash on Shabbos with Kloyim? That's all. This is all in the opinion of Rav Nachman. He holds it like Kitchel Asad Lafay. However, Rav Huna says that Kitchel Asad Lafay. Nowadays we can bring Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mokum of the Mikdash, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. We could bring Karbanos there because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim in the Mikdash still exists Bizman Hazeh. This is Machlekes, firstly, about how to paskin, or Nogei L'maisa. Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raavad, who the Halach is like. The Rambam in Perek Vav Beis HaBechira, and the end of Hilchos Maisa Karbonos. The Rambam paskin like the man Omar, that Kitchel HaShayt, L'Shayt of Kitchel HaSad Lavai, like Rav Huna, which is the opinion of most Tanoim, like Kitchel HaShayt of Kitchel HaSad Lavai. According to the Rambam, we can bring Karbonos nowadays in the Makom HaMikdash. However, the Raavad argues, and the Raavad says we cannot bring Karbonos in the Makom HaMikdash. It's no longer called the Beis HaMikdash because he passes like Rav Nachman that Lo Kitchel HaSad Lavai. Because of the opinion of the Rambam that we can bring Karbonos nowadays in the Makom HaMikdash, so there's already been tumults for a long time, for hundreds of years, can we actually go do this practically to go bring Karbonos Bizman Hazeh? The Radvaz in the end of Hilchos Maaser Karbonos over there brings from the Sefer Kafter of Aferach a story that happened in the year 17 of the 5,017, 770 years ago, of the story of Rabbeinu Hananel miParis. He wanted to go to Yerushalayim and bring Karbonos in the Makom HaMikdash. The Rambam paskened that Kitchel HaShayta v'Kitchel HaSad Lavai. This question became more relevant 200 years ago. The Talmud of Rabbi Kiveg, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalashiner, wanted to bring Karbonos, wanted to bring a Korban Pesach, even though we're Tomei, but Tumahot Rabbi Tzibur, to bring a Korban Bizman Hazeh. And numerous shuvas from Rabbi Kiveg, why we cannot do this. First, Rabbi Kiveg says, what's the opinion of the Raavad? That Loi Kitchel HaSad Lavai, who tells you that the Halach, like the Rambam, can I get the Raavad? And even if the Rambam, Rabbi Kiveg found different problems of bringing Karbonos Bizman Hazeh. Number one, we don't know what the Big Day Kahuna are. We don't know what Tcheles and Argamon is. The Big Day Kahuna, we can't bring, without Big Day Kahuna, we cannot bring Karbonos. We don't know where the Makom HaMikdash is, the Makom of the Mizbeach. Rambam says that Makom HaMizbeach, Meduktok B'Yoyser. We don't know exactly where the Makom of the Mizbeach is. Different problems that the Creator brought out. Now, to stop that, said that even according to the opinion of the Rambam, we cannot bring Karbonos Bizman Hazeh. But getting back to the sugya, without the halacha maisa aspect, the sugya, though, the opinion of Rav Huna and many Tanoim is that Kitchel HaShayta v'Kitchel HaShad Lavai. So Teiz asks a question over here. Teiz Vayosk, Teiz Divrei Maschil, the Kulei Alma. It's a question that the Gemara says that even Rabbi Lezer could hold that Kitchel HaShayta v'Kitchel HaShad Lavai. Tosfos says, asks that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that like Kitchela Shaita, the Kitchela Sodavai, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is no longer exists, that be Trumas and Mitzrayas. So how could it be that Rabbi Elazar holds by us that Kitchela Shaita, the Kitchela Sodavai? So Tosfos answers that there's a difference between the Kedusha of the Eretz and the Kedusha of the Mikdash. Even though the Kedusha of the Eretz is batal, there's no more Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, Bezman Hazeh, for Trumas and Mitzrayas, but there still is Kedusha of the Mikdash. Tosfos explains that Kedusha of the Mikdash is Kedusha of Mechitzas. It's Kedusha that's due to Mechitzas, and it's not based on the Klal Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was when Klal Yisrael was here, so there was a Kedusha. They came in times of Yehoshua. Then it was Niskadesh. And when we left in Tagalos in the times of the Chorban, so then the Kedusha was batal. The Kedusha is related to whether we are on Eretz Yisrael or we're not on Eretz Yisrael. So that Kedusha that would happen in times of Yeshua was batal. And again, if Ezra was Makadesh Eretz Yisrael when they came back in times of Ezra, and then again in the Chorban, Klal Yisrael went into Golos, so the Kedusha was batal, because Klal Yisrael was not on Eretz Yisrael. There the Kedusha is related to whether we're here or not here. And we never since then had another Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. So there were Eretz Yisrael, even though we now, Baruch Hashem, have a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael. But we never had another Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. No one was Makadesh it, so therefore Eretz Yisrael no longer has Kedusha. That's the Kedusha of the Eretz. However, the Kedusha of the Bayis was because it was Aydei Mechitzas, Tosfos says. Meaning, it was a Mokum that was Nisyachid, that was created, that was set aside, Aydei Mechitzas. So you don't need people to be in the Mikdash for the Kedusha to be there. The Kedusha of the Mikdash happened by setting aside this place as the Mokum Mikdash and building it up as a Mikdash, so that's what made it as a Mikdash. So there we could say that even though we lost the Mechitzas, the mechitzas are no longer there, the binyan no longer exists, but the binyan was just necessary to be miyachid the makom, to set it aside as a makom of the mikdash. So now this makom is the makom of mikdash. So even if the building falls down, but the makom still is delineated as being a makom of mikdash. That's the explanation that says that's why the kedusha which is totally mechitzas does not need it can exist even after the binyan falls down. An interesting chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch related to this. Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Reish Pei Daled that the kedusha, there are many levels of kedusha. The mission in the first parak of Kalim goes through 10 levels of kedusha. The kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, then kedusha is Yerushalayim. Kedusha the Mokum HaMikdash, Kedushas go up and up. So says the Minchas Chinuch that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, and the Mikdash is a higher level of Kedusha than the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Minchas Chinuch says, the Minchas Chinuch wants to be Mechadish, that the Maizri Paskin, that Kedusha of the Mikdash, the Raman Paskin, the Kedusha of the Mikdash is Loi Batla, and the Kedusha of the Oretz is Batal, is Yeh Batal. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a Chiddush though, that in Yerushalayim that hasn't the kedusha of Yerushalayim, it definitely hasn't included in that is the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Nafkamina says in Minchas Chinuch, if a person plants something in Yerushalayim, be chayv in trumas and meisers midaraisa, because the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael of the makom of Yerushalayim and the mikdash definitely includes in it also the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's not. I don't think Minchas Chinuch means to say that that Klapi Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, was not Nisbatla. No, Kedusha was Nisbatla on the whole thing. But it's a Kolshkin. If it has in it, this Mokum which has in it the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, so even though it's not actually part of Eretz Yisrael HaKadosha, the Kedusha that was in Kaddish and the whole Eretz was Batla. But it's Bechlal Mosayim on it. If it has the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, then Kolshkin it has in it the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That is the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. For the Chazon Ish says no, the Chazon Ish in Shvi is Simin Gimel, Sukkot in Yodalad, Chazon Ish says that the only Kedusha that it has is the Kedusha of the Choyma. That Tosfos says that the Glabi things are totally in the Choyma. The Kedusha wasn't his battle, means what's left is the Kedusha of the Choyma. The Kedusha of the Oretz is in Spata Lagamri, so it only has the Kedusha of the Choyma. That Kedusha could still exist, even though it's in Spata the Kedusha of the Oretz. So the Kedusha of the Choyma, the Hainu, the Yerushalayim, or the Mokum HaMikdash, those Kedushas exist in it. But the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael B'chlalus does not exist, and therefore there's no chiv of trumas or meisers midaraisa in Yerushalayim b'zman hazeh. So we mentioned the opinion of Tosfos that the difference between kedushas haaretz and kedushas habayis is that kedushas habayis is tolin mechitzos, kedushas haaretz is not tolin mechitzos. The Rambam, however, says a different explanation for this. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Vav, Beis HaBechira, the Rambam says the following: Perek Vav, Halacha Tezai. I'm asked the question, what is the difference between Kedushas, the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, which is Lasid Lavai, and the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, which is not Lasid Lavai? Answers the Rambam. The kedusha of Yerushalayim and the mikdash is because the shechina was shayra there, and the shechina is not batel. Harei yoyimer vashimaitis mikdash sheichem. Amru chacham avvish sheimim in bekedushas and heimaimde. That the kedusha still exists. The shechina is still shayra in Yerushalayim even after the churban. Avachiyav aretz b'shviyis uve'maisrais ein olam b'mneishu kibush rabin. Kevin to nilkecha aretz midayim batel akibush. V'niftra min atayra min amaisrais. The Rambam says that the chiyuv of what made Eretz Yisrael a kadosh was the kibush, that they conquered the land in the times of Yehoshua, and once the goyim took over Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael went into Golus, so that they conquered the land was batel, and therefore it's no longer kadosh. The problem on the Rambam is that we've seen the Gemara by us. That the makor, the source of that we say that kedusha rishena, kitchel ashaita, v'kitchel asid lavai, about the mikdash, is learned out of batei arei chayma. Kedusha's batei arei chayma. That asher loy chayma, that even though it doesn't have a chayma now, but it had in the times of Yehoshua, so it's still kadosh. L'chayra, the kedusha batei arei chayma is not because of the hashras hashchina in the batei arei chayma. Not more than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, all of Eretz Yisrael is called the makom hashchina. Eretz Asher Inei Hashem Elokecha Ba. But what the Rambam is referring to is the unique Hashras Hashchina that was in the Mikdash. That was only in the Mikdash. There was no unique Hashras Hashchina in the Batei Arei Chayma. And yet that's the makar for the din that also in Eretz, also in the Mikdash, we say that Kitchel Hashaita V'Kitchel Asad Lav. L'chor the pshat in the Rambam is that the Ram obviously did learn the sugya. We'll see soon, and the Ram also paskins by Bati Ari Chayma that we say Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asid Lavai. So how does the Ram here say that the kedusha is because of the Shechina? I think the main focus of the Rambam is that the difference that the Ram gives between Eretz Yisrael and the Mikdash is that the kedusha of Eretz, what the Ram is coming to say, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is related to the actuality that we were the ones that were the ones on the land of Eretz Yisrael. We were the ones here, and it was conquered by us. It's due to it's the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is due to the actuality that Klal Yisrael was living here and being in control of the land. Masha'in came the kedusha of the mikdash means is not because the actuality the presence of a house there, of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. That's not what gave the kedusha. What gave the kedusha was the shechina that this makom was delineated as a makom of hashras hashechina. So we needed the to build the bayis to make it into a makom hashechina. We needed the mechitzais to make it into a makom of the shechina. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, he doesn't need the mechitzais to be shayra there. Once we made it as a makom of hashras hashechina, so that became what the place is, whether the walls are there or not. Masha'in Kain, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha is related to the physical presence of the Jewish people on the land. So once we left in Golus, so we no longer had that. If that's what the Rama means, then that Batei Arei Chayma is also good. Batei Arei Chayma wasn't related to the actuality of Klal Yisrael being here, of being control of the Batei Arei Chayma. It was unique cities that had more kedusha than Eretz Yisrael, than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. They had unique kedusha, not because Dafka there was a hayash, the Hashras Hashchina, like in the Makam of the Mikdash. But it wasn't due to the bigger point of the Ram is not what he says, that the Shechina, the Kedusha is because of the Shechina. The point is the other side, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is related to us actually being here. So when we were no longer here, when we left, then it lost the Kedusha. Shechina in the Makam, all other Kedushas, the Kedushas that existed in Eretz Yisrael, like that of the Mikdash, or that of the Batei Rechayma, it was some added Kedusha to it, not due to the actuality of Klai Yisrael being here, because Klai Yisrael was in all of the land. Why was there more Kedusha in the Makam HaMikdash? Why was there more Kedusha in Batei Rechayma? It was some unique Kedusha of this specific place. That Kedusha, that added level of Kedusha in these places, was not related to our physical presence in the place. It was something unique about the place. So that Kedushas always exist. The Rambam here, the Rambam we quote, is not referring to the Ari Chaima, he's referring to the Mikdash. So how do we define the unique Kedusha that was in the Mikdash? That was the Kedusha because of the Hashras Hashchina. In the Ari Chaima, it was a different type of Kedusha. It was the Kedusha of a city that had a Chaima. It was a higher level of the city, a higher, more elevated city than a regular city. But it wasn't because of the presence of Klai Yisrael in that place. That's I think the Pshat in the Rambam, that's why it's this klal. I mean, the Rambam is very similar to Taisus. I found Naftali Wasserman, Rav Chanan Wasserman's son, has a whole shtickle about Shishtis Rambam. We'll see in a second. He also says that the Rambam agrees to Taisus, that the difference between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Mikdash is totally in a chayma, not a chayma. Just the point of the Rambam is that its Kedusha was not because of the presence of Klai Yisrael. It was a unique Kedusha that the Makom was delineated for its purpose. And the purpose of the Makam HaMikdash was to be for Hashras HaShechina. The last point here in the din of Kitchel Asad Lavai is the Kedusha of Ari Chayma. So the first question we all know about Ari Chayma is, how are they Nizkadish Bichlal? What Bichlal gives them their Kedusha to be Ari Chayma? How are Mekadish? Our Mishnah gives us a process of how to Mekadish places. How to Mekadish the Mikdash, the Yerushalayim. How does one make Kedusha and an Ari Chayma? So Rashi Bayas says that Loi Poirash, we don't know, it's not explained to us how the Ari Chayma got their Kedusha. That's Rashi Bayas. Rashi in Erechin Davam Mebez, Rashi there says that they're Nizkadish Aidei Shtei Toidas, just like Yerushalayim is Nizkadish with two Toidas, also the Ari Chayma are Nizkadish with Shtei Toidas. The Rashi in Erechin is very problematic, as Taisus asked earlier. Taisus about Tezvav Meralef, different mouths of the Yotzei. Taisus doesn't bring the Rashi; just Taisus says it can't be with Shtei Toidus, because the idea of the Kiddush of the Shtei Toidus we learned yesterday was that because you go to a place that they should be Nifsal B'Yotzei and they're not Nifsal B'Yotzei, so that's what gives it Kedusha. The Batei Ari Chaima, there's no din of Yotzei in the city, not of the city. Toidus has to be din in Yerushalayim. Or in Shiloh, B'Kol HaRoya, there are different places where you eat the Kachem Kalam, the Shtei Toidus. The walls of a city of Sheyesh L'Chayma, like Yericha and Tveria, and all other places that are cities of Yesh L'Chayma, there's no din that you can eat the Toida only inside of the city and not outside of the city. Either you can't eat it there, B'Chol, once you have Yerushalayim, you can't eat it in any city outside of Yerushalayim. And before it's chosen Yerushalayim, you could eat it in all of Eretz Yisrael. There's no uniqueness to the walls of the city that had a chayma. So this Rashi in Erechin is very difficult. I don't have a good answer for Rashi. How Rashi says that you're Mekadesh, but the Ari Chayma with Shtei Toidus. Could be that Rashi Bayas changed his mind. Rashi in Erechin, again, don't have an answer, but Rashi Bayas, in Shavuos, Bayas and Ardaf, Rashi says that it's not explained to us, Chazal did not tell us, how you're Mekadesh Ari Chayma. The Taisus there says that because Taisus left Tezvav says because we could not do Shtei Toidus, we do not need to do Shtei Toidus. So how do we do it? Taisus doesn't explain to us how to do it. So the Turi Evan in Megillah Daf Yud says they're Mekadesh B'peh. They Bezdin went to the Sanhedrin, went to the city, and they said this is Kadosh. That's what gives it the Kedusha of Ari Chayma. That was the process of being Mekadesh. Without the whole process that it has in our Mishnah, you don't need any bringing any korbanos, just the Mekadesh of Bepeh, that's what gives it its Kedusha. That's Bechlal, how to give Kedusha to Ari Chayma. Now the Gemara Bayazo deals with the next aspect of the Kedusha of Ari Chayma, is it only at the time they went in, and the city which loses its wall will lose its Kedusha, Or do we say that kitchel asheita v'kitchel asalavai? The Gemara brings a machlekes, which is, as we've mentioned, the same machlekes as exists about the mikdash and Yerushalayim. Do we say that kitchel asheita v'kitchel asalavai? The halacha that we paskin about the mikdash, kitchel asheita v'kitchel asalavai. So presumably also we should paskin about the arichayma, that kitchel asheita v'kitchel asalavai. However, the Rambam writes something that's hard to understand. The Rambam in the end of Perek Yud Beis, Shemitah v'Yovel, Halacha Tezvav and Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam says the following: Ein soimchen ela al choyma hamukefes b'shas kibush aretz. When make something a choyma for the din of Ari Choyma, it's only a wall that existed when Klaisol conquered the land. Ketzad. Ir shalai ha'isa mukefes choyma b'shas kibush Yoshua esa aretz. Av b'shi mukefes ata, harei kibati achatzirim. A city that was not walled in times of Yoshua, but now it has a wall, so it's not considered an Ari Choyma, in your Choyma. The Yerusha Haisa Mukefes Choyma Bimei Yoshua. Av Bishayin Mukefes Ata, Hareiki Mukefes. If it did have a wall in times of Yoshua, and now it does not have a wall, then it is considered having a wall. So it's pretty clear so far in the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins at Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asadavai. But then the Rambam goes on. The Kevan Shagalu Bechorban Rishayin, Batla Kedushas Ari Choyma, Shei Bimei Yoshua. Once the Klaisel went into Golus, the Korban Bayis Rishayin, so that was all bottle. That no longer exists. Okay, so now it sounds like we don't paskin that it's the Kitchel Asalavai. Right? Once they went into Golus, so the Kedusha was bottle. But then the Rambam says on, Kevan she'ola Ezra b'biyashniya, niskatru kol arm ha'mukafas chayma b'ayis ha'is. When Ezra came back, so then all of the cities that were walled in times of Ezra, they became Kaddish. So also in times of Ezra, they also were Mekadesh the Ari Choyma. So here it sounds clear from the Rambam that the Kiddush of Yoshua was a bottle, and we only go with the Kiddush of Ezra. And what cities that were walled in times of from the times of Ezra are Niskadesh. Not from that city that were walled from the times of Yoshua. But earlier the Rambam wrote, we read, that Yerushalayim mukefes chayma b'mei Yoshua, av b'yishayin mukefes ata, harei ki mukefes. The city that was walled in from the times of Yoshua, even though now there's no wall, it's yet considered like it has a wall. Here the Rambam goes on to say that Ezra wasn't mekadesh them again. L'chora, it's telling the cities that were walled in the times of Ezra, not those that were walled in the times of Yoshua. So it's not clear how to read the Rambam here. The Rambam starts off saying it's all totally whatever happened when Yoshua came in. And then he says that when they went to Golus, so that was Batal. And they came back, so when Ezra came in, it was also Niskadesh, the cities that had Niskadesh called the Orim HaMukafos Chayim V'Yisah Eis. Any city that had a wall in that time was Niskadesh. How does that work out? The Rambam said earlier that it's telling Yoshua. Very difficult Rambam to read. So I found Baruch Hashem in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel. Things are printed from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, but there in Simon Pei Beis, there's a long letter that was written not by Rav Shmuel himself, but by his good friend, Rav Naftali Wasserman. Naftali Wasserman was Rav Elchanan's son, who was killed in the war with Rav Elchanan. Right there on the bottom, that Rav Shmuel said about Rav Naftali, that he definitely would have been one of the Gdolei Ador in the next generation if he would have lived through the war. But we're not Zoiche that he did. This is a kuntras that he wrote about the Indian of Kitchel Asadlavai when he was around 27, 28 years old. Very beautiful kuntras. It's printed in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel Simen Pei Beis. So Rav Naftali Wasserman writes over there that the Rambam paskins like Tosfos that there's a difference between Kedushas Haaretz and Kedushas HaMechitzos. Kedushas HaMechitzos always exists even when the Mechitza falls down. But Kedushas Haaretz is Batal. So and therefore he says the following. In times of Yoshua, Yeshua came in, so any city that had a wall was Niskadesh, they were Mekadesh it, however, your Mekadesh Arei Choyma, and that Kedusha always existed. If later on the wall would fall down, in times of Bayis Rishon, if the wall would fall down, so it doesn't matter, the Kedusha is still there, because Kitchel HaShaita V'Kitchel HaSadlavai, a Kedusha that's told in Mechitzas is Kaim La'ila. However, says Reb Naftali, that there's another Tanai in the Kedushas Ari Choyma. Ari Chaima is not like the Mikdash. The Mikdash is an independent Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Mikdash can exist without the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael Bichlal, even when the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Batal. But the Kedusha of the Mikdash exists. And Makrivin of Pishayim Bayis, you don't need Eretz Yisrael for a Mikdash. That's an entirely independent Kedusha. But the Kedusha of Ari Chaima, says Ram Tzali, needs two Tanayim. It needs the unique Kedusha of Ari Chaima, however you're Makadish Ari Chaima. Besides that, it also needs to be part of Eretz Yisrael. The Yisoid of the Kedusha of Ari Chaima is that they're part of Eretz Yisrael. Just they have an addition in their Kedusha to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. They're not Stam Eretz Yisrael. It's a unique chiluk of Eretz Yisrael, which has a wall around it. So it needs two Kedushas, Ari Chaima. It needs both the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and also the additional Kedusha of Ari Chaima. So the Rambam here in Hilchos Shmita V'Yevil is talking about the additional Kedusha of Ari Chaima. And that repasks in Alpha Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Avay. Therefore, if the wall fell down in times of Yeshua, it doesn't matter. The Kedusha still exists. But when they went into Golus, the Chorban Bayis Rishayin, they went into Golus, so it was in this battle of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And Mimelo is in this battle of the Kedusha of Ari Chaima. Even though beside the Kedusha should exist, the additional Kedusha of Ari Chaima should exist. But it needs always the basic Kedusha, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And it's because they lost that in the Chorban, so also there was no practical Kedusha in Ari Chaima because there was no Kedusha to Eretz. But when Ezra came back and used Makadish Eretz Yisrael again, so Rambam says in the Dagram Naftali, the Lashon of the Rambam is Niskachu Kol Arim. When Ezra came back, they were Niskadish. They did become Kaddish. Rambam later on, as we quotes the Lashon of the Gemara and Erchin, that Kitchu Batei Ari Chaima. When Yeshua came, he was Makadish Ari Chaima. But when Ezra came, the Lashon of the Rambam is Niskachu. It happened. The Batei Ari Chaima were Memela Kaddish. Once Ezra came back and he was Makadish Eretz Yisrael again, so because there was Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, Mimela, the Kedusha came back to the Ari Chaima. Because the additional Kedusha of Ari Chaima was always there. What made these unique places in Eretz Yisrael? Just you need the basic Kedusha to be there. Once the basic Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael came back, so Mimela it was Niskadish, all the cities of that were Mukav Chaima. Which cities? Not the cities of Mukav Chaim in times of Ezra. Rather, the cities are Mukav Chaim in times of Yehoshua, like the Ram writes in the Minyan of Halacha. That it's all Toloi in the cities of Mukav Chaim in the times of Yehoshua. Here, the Ram is talking about Ezra, the Ram says, Niskashi kolo arim amukav ischaim b'oisa es. Not the city, the Ram does not mean the cities that were walled in at that time of Ezra. Rather, at that time of Ezra, it was Niskadish, the Kedusha came back to Kol Arim HaMukaf HaYitzchayim. Only city that was walled in from the times of Yehoshua, the Mele that Kedusha came back to those cities when Ezra came. So that's the Oilum, the Rambam Paskins, Kedusha Shayin Kitchel HaShayit the Kitchel HaSilavah by Batei Ari Chaima. But they also need Kedusha Saaretz. They have two Kedushas. They also need Kedusha Saaretz. And therefore that was in Batal in times of Ezra. And it came back in the Chorban. It came back in the Medel in times of Ezra. But we still see the Gemara is still good. We still see the Yisoid, that Kedusha that's totally in Mechitzos. And now we say Kitchel HaShaita, the Kitchel HaAsid Lovay. The Shoresh of this idea of Rav Naftali Wasserman, it's originally written Rav Chaim and Sefer, in Chashmita V'Yovel, and these halachas of the Rambam, and more Bekitzer, in the Kedusha Rav Chaim Alashas, Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, and in Batei Ari Chaima, Chaim writes the Yisoid, the Tamsis Advarim, Rav Naftali Wasserman wrote, but Rav Naftali explains it much more, that the Kedusha of Batei Ari Chaima needs both the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the unique Kedusha of the Ari Chaima. So just to summarize what we learned about the Indian of Kedusha, the Man Damer, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Lassid Lavai, is firstly that the Rambam passes this way, and therefore according to the Rambam we can theoretically bring Korbanos B'Zman HaZeh in the Mokum HaMikdash. The Ravid argues, that Loi Kitchel Lassid Lavai. Also, we mentioned the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, that in Yerushalayim, in the Mokum HaMikdash, which has the additional Kedusha of that, it's Bechlal Masayim Monin, it also has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and it's chayiv in kol mitzvah that tluyos v'ara to midah raisa bizman hazeh. Chazon Ish argues on this. The idea that kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'aselavai, Tosis explains that it's called tolling things which are to have kedushas mechitzais and not Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam seems to pass in this way also. And the Rambam says Rabbi Bati Ari Chayma, the Rambam holds that it's totally in the times of Yehoshua, but when they went into Golos in the Churban Bayis region, then it lost that. They lost that kedusha because that was also tolling kedushas haaretz. And they came back in times of Ezra, the kedusha came back automatically. Talk about now a little bit the Gemara Amud Beis, the sugya of Tuma Ba'azara, which is Gemara Amud Beis, and also the whole Daf Yud Zayin. We'll talk about more tomorrow. But just to start, the Gemara explains that this din of that a person that's nitma in the Azara is chayav. We learn it out of a pasuk that also in the, not only it's usher to go in the mikdash when you're tamei, but if you become tamei once you're already in the mikdash, a Torah goes into the mikdash, and then he becomes tamei, is chayav saliv, and if he doesn't, he's chayav. However, in this case, he has a little kula that only if he waits, only if he's shoya, shir hishtachavaya, only if he's shoya, and before going out, then he's chayav. Because before in the sugya, that there are really three ways to be oiver. One is shehiya, shir hishtachavaya. One is hishtachavaya by itself, even without the shir shehiya. That's before in the Gemara by us. More in the Mishnah, really, the Gemara explains that in the next daf, Naf Yud Zayin, is the third ma'alach is derech haruka. If a person goes out in a long way, even if he doesn't waste extra time on his long way out, but if we're going out in a long way, so he's chayav. Those are the three ways. So there are again three ways to be oiver: either waiting shir hishtachavaya, or bowing down hishtachavaya, even though you don't wait, or going out in derech haruka, also again without waiting. Those are the ways that you could be oiver. This is. So there's a chakira over here. But what was the schadish in this parsha? Meaning, it's before in that without a new pasuk, we would say that a person that was nitma in the mikdash and he stays there the rest of the day, walks around, all these things, he would be potter. Yeah, we need a new pasuk to tell me that he's chayiv. Without the pasuk, we would say that the chivas only comes when you go in betumah. Rashi says because the pasuk is lashon the pasuk is lo yitamus machaneim. Taisa says, more meduyik, mikdash loisavoy. You need a bia into the azara when you're tamei. You need to go into the azara when you're tamei. If you went in when you were tar, and then you were nitma, so there is no bias mikdash betuma. Parash is only chayim for bias mikdash. And now, the Torah is mechadish, and no, that even a person is nitma when he's in the mikdash, he's also chayim. Wasn't this chadish in this din, that's also another way to bias mikdash? The Yisoid Mechayim is for Bias Mikdash. Just one is to go in Betuma, when you already told me to go in. And the other one is you can go in Betaira, but if you stay in the Mikdash Betuma, it's also like you're going into the Mikdash Betuma. It was Nishadish that also this is considered like Bias Mikdash. By staying, or by walking around, or by bowing down, by doing some point of hanging around the mikdash betuma, that's another oifen of bias mikdash. Or no. Or we could say that it was a schadish here in a whole new parsha. Be aside, it's not bias mikdash. Because you didn't go in betuma, you went in betaira. So you can't be mechayev for bias mikdash. But it's a new mechayev. There's mechayev for shehiya or hishtachavaya. There's a mechayev for being in the azara betuma, even though it's lacking bias mikdash. So there seems to be a machlokes harishonim. Rashi and the Rambam hold that it's a new parsha. It's not the regular din of Bias Mikdash. And Tosis holds that it's the regular din of Bias Mikdash. It was Nischadish, and also this is called Bias Mikdash. I can't bring all the rayas today due to the amount of time, and also a lot of the rayas are on the daf, tomorrow's daf. But just to mention some, a little bit of the Mar Mekoymes on this question. Chon Ezechor Dvar Mefurashim and Rashi and Daf Yudzayinim and Beis. Rashi says that there's a person that's tamei in the mikdash is chayav because the din of yishalchu min hamachane is chayav him to go out of the mikdash when he won in the mikdash b'tayra and then he became tamei, so then he has to go out of the mikdash, and someone that's tamei when he goes into the mikdash has the din of al mikdash loisavay. Then Rashi mamish makes like two parshiyos. There's a parsha of going into the mikdash b'tumah. It's called El Mikdash Lois Tavai. And there's another din, which is when you became Tomei in the Mikdash, you have to go out of the El Mikdash. V'yishalchu min ha-machane kol teruah v'chol zav. Another Nakavina could be from this, from the Yerushalmi by us. Yerushalmi says that when you're in the, that when a person is Nitma outside and he comes in, when he goes in with Reshe V'ruba, he's Chayef. But when he's inside, he needs his Shia Shir Shtachavoya. Sounds like from the Yerushalmi that the Tumah that's inside is only if you're entirely inside. When you're out and you come in, you need a Maisa Bia, so then it's enough with Reshe V'ruba. When you tell me when you're inside, so it's only if it's this new parsha that was said, only if the person is entirely bifnim. This found some of these writings also in the Sefer Ber Yaakov, from Yaakov Arieli, Rabbi Moshe Arieli's father. Sefer Mesechus Shvuas and Simon Chav Aleph. It goes on with more nafkaminas, we'll see some of them tomorrow. Just one last nafkamina I want to mention right now, it's from Rashi and Zvochen, Naflam and Gimel. It says there in the Gemara that a mitzvira will be allowed to come into the Mikdash to do smicha on his korban. We would allow him to, but midrabanan we don't, because shema yarbe bivsiyos. We're afraid that he'll walk, that he'll take extra steps that are not necessary in order to do smicha. So for midrabanan, we ushered him from doing smicha in the mikdash. Rashi says there that maybe he'll take these extra steps after he did smicha and his karban. And he did smicha, and then maybe he'll take some extra steps around. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Gvura Sari in Yuma Daf Nun Beis asks San Rashi that why did the morning need to come out to Shem Yar Bibsiyos? He's chayav even for Shehiya, even if he just waits around, even without taking an extra step, which is taking an extra step, Mechit he'll do that, but just waiting around for an extra few seconds, he'll be chayav. Why do we need to say Shem Yar Bibsiyos? That's what he asks San Rashi. It would seem with us, Rashi, that the din of Shehiya was only said when a person becomes Tamei inside the Azara. Person that was Tamei before he walked in a Mitzvah. He's already Tamei. And then we allow him to walk in to do smicha on his karban. And that could be was not said, this Rav Shehiya Bichlal. This Rav Shehiya was a new parsha that was said when a person is Nitma Bifnim, he has to go out. And if he doesn't go out, Bichdesh Bishir Shehiya, then he's Chayef. A person that was Nitma Bachut says he's allowed to go in. Could be that if he waits around extra time, he has no Isser. By a person that was Nitma Bachutz, his Isser is to go in. If he was allowed to go in, so that's fine. There's no problem with waiting around longer. If he takes extra steps going in, that's Shem Yar Bebepsiya said it's more going in. That we can be Mechayivim for. But waiting around longer, the Din of Shehiya, could be was only said when a person was Nitma Bifnim, and that the Torah said there was a new parsha that was said to him, he has to go out. So again, to summarize, we saw from Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin and Beis that Rashi makes this into two parashiyos and he'll two psukim. One was not to be metami the mikdash, not to go into the mikdash when you're tamei. Another one is when you become tamei inside to go out of the mikdash. One afkamina is that you need to be kulei bifnim in order for this new parasha. The Isra of Bia, the mikdash is to go in with Reshe V'Rubai, but once you're already inside, then it was said on it the din that you, but the tumah that was said when you're bifnim is only if you're entirely bifnim. Also, another nafkamina could be that the din of shehiyah was only said on something that was tummy bifnim. Something that was tummy bachutz could be he doesn't have a parasha of shehiyah. Just one last point here on this din of going out of the mikdash. The achronim shagasari and the chasam sefer ask a question that chiyuv the gemara says in krisus and other places yavamis that the chiyuv chata is only something which is bekum vaasei, which is that you're doing something which you're not allowed to do. Meaning you were ate on Yom Kippur, you ate chametz on Pesach, you did malach on Yom Kippur. You're doing an act that's not allowed to be done. Anything which is lacking, which is doesn't have an action, there's no chiyuv chatos. So they ask, how could there be a chiyuv chatos in our Mishnah when you're tummy bifnim for not going out of the azara? That is a lack of action. It's not action. The Torah is not mechayev you for action. The Torah is mechayev you for not acting, for being shoya, which is not acting and not going out. So they say that Olav Yared is different. Only a chiv chatos kavua, chiv chatos which is for the normal iser of kares, and that with the Gemara makes the drasha, you need dafka in action. And the chiv which comes in our by us, which is a unique din that was said by Tumas Mikdash of Kadashov, that he gets an Olav Yared, which is really more kal, that an ani doesn't have to bring a sheep, it could bring birds, or it could bring a mincha. It was said a new parish of Oyle of Yerid. And this new parish of Oyle of Yerid, there you don't need an action. You can be chayit even without an action. That's the way that they say. L'chayit Muchach has this from Shvua, from the Chiv of Oyle of Yerid, also applies to a Shvua, which there a Shvua does not need an action. Bechlal, Dibur is not called an action. Sometimes also the Shvua is B'sheval Tais. A person says that I will eat today, and then he does not eat. He's also chayiv a carbon for a Shvua. There the Chiv comes for not acting. So only for the Chiv Chatas Kavua do we need to act. Is there a tonight that you need dafka bekum vase, that you're over it b'maisa? But mashen came from the chiv of oyle v'yoyred, so there it's even without a maisa, you could also be chayiv. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.